driving you home weekday afternoons. Unpredictable and fun. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive. Wrap up your day with Dan Rennie in the evenings.
You are listening to 98.9 FM, and the big rematch has been announced. Mundine v Danny Green, and Adelaide is where the venue will take place. Joining me on the phone is Anthony Mundine. Chock, good to talk to you, brother.
Hey, brother. How you going, man?
Yeah, going good. Look, me, like many other boxing fans, sporting fans in Australia, I've been looking forward to this one, and it's finally come around. How's it all feeling?
Nah, it feels good, man. I mean, you know, it's going to be a big challenge for me. Obviously, I've been fighting that super welterweight, which is, you know, down from what we fought about 10 years ago. And he was fighting up, you know, two divisions, what weight we fought at last time. So I've already come up about 13 kilograms, but it's going to be a challenge, but I'm looking forward to it.
How are you recovering from... sorry, go on.
No, I'm just going to say, like, you know, around black fellows around a mission around Australia, they have a dust, that I'm worried about weight. That's what I'm thinking.
Look, it was you're renowned for your speed and your agility. Danny's a bit of a brawler. He's, you know, and as you say, has that bit of that weight advantage on you. Was it hard to sort of agree on the weight? We know it was sort of going back and forth for a little while there. He's sitting about 83 at the moment. Was it a tough negotiation to get to that weight?
Yeah, I mean, he probably sits around 90, 91. But the fight is set at 83. I sit around 76 to 78 when I'm not training. But when I get training, I'll normally sit around 76. But I need to put on some muscle. I want to put on good. I just want to be very explosive. And I'm not only care what weight I come in. I'm thinking I'm going to come in between 78 and 80. Well, I just want to be explosive and strong. And, you know, when I'm explosive and strong, I'll hurt a man that's 100 killer, you know, if I hit him right. So I just want to get very explosive and very sharp.
You've always had a lot of black fellas on your side and a lot of white fellas as well. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, want to go against you. Because, you know, you talk the talk, you walk the walk, and you know, how does that feel to sort of know that majority of the crowd, as it was, 10 years ago, were with Danny Green?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think his fight's going to maybe surpass the first fight, just because, you know, this is sort of the last hurrah, and it's been, you know, it's a grudge match, you know, there's been an animosity there since day dot. He's been talking smack ever since I beat him, and I ain't making excuses. Now the excuses was before the weight factor. I couldn't make the weight, but yeah, he was like, nah, his whole career at that weight of what we fought. But I just think he's a sore loser, and I'm going to say I have to prove it. You know, you can do it. There's no excuses now.
How's recovery from the hip?
Yeah, beautiful, man. Like, I should have done this years ago. I can actually feel 20 again, so, you know, I'm doing things that I used to do. I can actually do my shoelaces up and bend down the side that I took for granted. So I'm very happy with the outcome of the surgery, and, you know, my movement is a lot freer. I'm starting to, you know, dip, and, you know, I was limited in my defense. I was getting tagged more than I normally do because I couldn't bend down one side. But now I can move whatever position, angle I can, you know, I want. So I'm looking forward to getting my defence on up to scratch.
Is it an old rugby league injury, or is it an injury you sustained in your boxing career?
I just think it's wear and tear of the hip, and, you know, running, obviously. And I think, you know, it was osteoarthritis in the hip. It was bone on bone. It was very... The range of limit wasn't very much, so I'm just happy to have that free range back, and you know, like I said, do what I want.
Now, we know that everyone knows boxing's one of the toughest disciplines, and of course some of the hardest training goes into it as well. What will be your training regime leading up to the fight? We know you have to put on some weight as well, so plenty of gym work, but what else goes into you know, bulking up for that weight and getting right and fight ready?
I mean, I just got to, you know, change my diet up and make sure I eat right, eat good food, eat a lot of good carbs, try to build a muscle and good protein. So I don't do weights as far as, you know, lifting weights. I just do a lot of body weight stuff, you know, mm-hmm. explosive stuff, calisthenics, push-ups, sit-ups, dips, all that type of jazz, and just get my body and mind where it needs to be.
Go back to the rugby league days.
Yeah, man.
That must have been just a wild, you know, wild years. I mean, you were just a superstar in rugby league as well, as, you know, your boxing career's taken off. What were those years like playing rugby league?
I was great, man. It was my passion ever since I was 4 years old, right up until I was 24, 25. You know, I wanted my only thing I wanted to do was play for my country. You know, I played for my country as a junior, played in the Australian Schoolboys, you know, junior Kangaroos. But, you know, when I found out, you know, a lot of elements was involved in making a team, especially I got a black fella that was outspoken, you know, and I'm being a Muslim, they sort of kept me out, you know. And when I realised that, you know, they were playing me like a puppet, that's when I decided to leave.
And boxing, I mean, you're always, it's in your blood, obviously, but you always have the skills with the...
I never really... But I had four amateur fights when I was 16, 17, in New Caledonia. I fought over there and I was fighting guys that was 20, 21, like grown men. And I ended up winning. I was 4-0 as an amateur, fighting for the league, because my dad was friends with a guy from New Mexico, the fight over there. I wanted to turn pro. But I just turned 17. I was too young. When I come back to Australia, you had to be 18 to turn pro.
Mm.
So then I said, I'll go back to footy. And I went back to footy and I started, you know, killing it. And then, before you know it, by the year's end, I was playing first grade. So it was great.
All right. Well, we had the media conference yesterday. You and Danny, nose to nose. A few words were said there. Can you share what was said?
I think I said, what's it going to feel like when a little super water basically knocked you out? and he didn't take that too nicely, so.
Good on you. Look, we've seen a couple of great young black fella boxers of late as well. Quinlan is one from down there.
Yeah, my brother boy, and you know, he's got some good talent, and hopefully he can, you know, keep the right head and stay disciplined, stay dedicated, because he's definitely got the skills and the work ethic to become, you know, to become a champion for a long time. So, you know, I work a lot with him. He's going to probably be helping me out the last month or so for this fight, as far as sparring wise, and he's very sharp, and I want to be, you know, make sure, you know, it's Green wouldn't have been nowhere sharper these fellas, you know.
Hooper's another deadly young fighter.
Yeah, I mean, the other young crop coming through, Damon Hooper and Renboy and there's a few others, Paulie Fleming. I mean, a lot of boys come through, and I was, you know, I wish them the best, man. You know, I had a great career and, you know, proved that you can go places and become champion, and I just wish the best for them.
Well, Adelaide is the venue, and boy, it's going to be packed. 40,000 there in the stadium, and then of course all the millions around Australia and around the world tuning in for this fight. Will it go the distance, Chock, or are you going to knock him out?
I want to try and stop him late. I think he's going to try and bum rush me early and try and hurt me early, but I think my defense will be too. I'm point too much that he's not going to be able to succeed in doing that. So I think he's going to be gassed after the first 4 or 5, and then I want to take over.
All right, Chock, we wish you all the best, mate. Hope it's a decision that goes your way, and of course get the win there, and it'll be a terrific fight, no doubt about it. Everybody is waiting for it, and again, let's hope you can take care of Danny Green.
Thanks, my brother.
Driving you home weekday afternoons. Unpredictable and fun. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive. Wrap up your day with Dan Rennie in the evenings.